Once again, Paul Ramo here at the Camby Elementary School for the Science Fair project going on today in the elementary gym. And of course, it's open house between 6 and 6:45 tonight. You can come and watch look at all the Science Fair projects here in the elementary gym. And who do we have here?
Cooper Fales.
Hey, Cooper. Yeah, it looks like you got an interesting project, science project here. Why don't you tell our listeners all about it?
My hypothesis is I thought the electricity was going to go through the wires, through the pencil lead, and create bubbles from the oxygen and the hydrogen.
Okay, so we're talking electricity here, huh?
Yep.
All right, so what materials did you use?
Two pencils sharpened on each end, a glass jar, electricity wires, and a 9-volt battery.
Okay. And Cooper, I want you to talk about the procedure. So what was the procedure that you did?
We connected the wires to the battery and then connected the wires to the pencil lead, and the electricity went through the pencil lead, splitting the hydrogen and the oxygen.
Wow. Wow. So what were the results?
The bubbles split through the pencil lead and bubbles came up out of the pencil.
The bubbles came up out of the pencil. What do you mean here? Oh, you're going to show me. Okay, he's hooking up the two pencil leads, and this is connected to a battery. And what's going to happen here, Cooper? Anything?
Yeah, the bubbles will come out of the pencil lead.
But from the water?
Yes.
Okay, he's got it all hooked up. We're patiently waiting the water bubbles coming up, and he's got it hooked up to a battery. This is very scientific here, Cooper.
Yes.
Cooper Fales, a fifth grader, demonstrating his science project for me. And the water's, it sucks up through the pencil. How does it come through the pencil, Cooper?
The electricity comes out of the lead and the bubbles come up with air.
How did you ever come up with this idea?
I read it in a book.
Oh, nice. Good. And so the conclusion was what again?
The electricity would come through the wires out of the battery through the pencil lead and create a process called electrolysis.
Okay. I can tell you like science, right?
Yes.
Who's your science teacher?
Ms. Wright.
Okay. She's a good teacher, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Cooper, for your time. Very interesting.
Yep.
That's Cooper Fales, a fifth grader here at Camby Elementary.